This is Taunton's 107.8 Ton FM. I'm Terry Beale, and my guest today is our very own Sarah Kinnear. Hi, Sarah. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well.
Now, you've got some news for us, have you not? You've been selected to be Miss Somerset in a particular competition. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, I have. I entered the UK Galaxy Pageant Charity competition. And I had to send a CV to them, and along with some photographs. They ended up getting back to me, along with lots of other girls, went for the title as well, right. Miss Somerset.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how many, but there was quite a few.
Yeah.
And then they got back to me, asked me to answer a few questions, which was like, why do you want to be a part of the competition and stuff? And then a week later, they got in touch and said, yeah, they want to crown me as Miss Somerset.
Miss Somerset, that's brilliant. With regards to the setup, it's not just a beauty contest, is it? Let's make this plain. Yeah. I mean, every girl would like to be Miss Somerset, obviously, but there's a lot more to it than this because there's a charity angle.
Yeah, it's not just about being crowned Miss England. Obviously, like you said, every girl would like to be Miss England or Miss International as well. But it is a charity event, and that's one reason why I did apply, because, I don't know, anyone would like, do you know what I mean, helping out for a charity is really important, I think.
And the charity is?
It's the Christie Charity, which is one of the UK's largest hospital charities, focusing on the cancer units. So anyone that knows me will know that it's a charity that's quite close to my heart. My dad suffered with cancer a few years ago, and he's in remission now. So I'll do anything I can to raise money, and I am raising money for the charity alongside the competition up until the final, which is in February.
Right, so we'll come back to the charity side of things, because I think that's absolutely brilliant. So you are now Miss Somerset. Now, next stage is presumably girls from all over England, Wales and Scotland will descend, you were telling me, to a place in Lancashire in February.
Yeah, they will. There's three different sections, Miss Teen, Miss Galaxy, and a Mrs. Galaxy as well. So like you said...
A Mrs. Galaxy.
Yeah, so married, so you'll be married.
Brilliant stuff. Great stuff.
So yeah, they cater for all different ages, and obviously if you're married. So there'll be people from England, three sections from England, three from Wales, and three from Scotland. And then if whoever wins, there'll be three from each region.
Right.
So there'll be nine winners.
Nine altogether. So you're going to have a Miss England, a Miss Teen England, or a Miss Teen, and also a Mrs.
Yeah.
And from Scotland.
Scotland
and Wales.
There'll be nine winners altogether.
Okay.
And the nine who win will go to Florida in America, obviously. I don't know the date of that, but I think it's sometime next summer.
Right.
And then you'll be going forward for the international title, so it'd be Miss International.
Miss International, yeah. Right.
And they send you on a lovely boot camp, which I don't know what. I don't have a clue what you have to do.
Now, you were telling me earlier on what you've actually got to do on the day when you go up there in February, it looks like quite a long and involved day.
Yeah, on the 7th of February, like you said, at the Park Hotel in Lancashire, to go there at 9 o'clock in the morning, obviously have a registration. Then from 9:30 until 5, there'll be rehearsals, photo shoots and individual interviews. I don't think it'll be like an intense interview. I think it's just about like to get to know you.
Yeah, yeah.
And what you've been doing to the lead up to the competition, how much fundraising you've been doing.
Right.
And how much it obviously means to you. And then from 7 o'clock in the evening, I think friends and family, anyone can attend. It'll be the grand finals, and you'll have a fashion wear round, the evening wear round, and a swim wear round, and
right.
I think they ask you a question as well on stage.
And,
so.
and what you don't do, of course, is at the end of it say world peace. We won't be saying world peace. Sarah, I think it's absolutely brilliant, but I do think we also need to concentrate on the fact that, and this is the real brilliant stuff, as we said earlier on, it'd be nice to be Miss Somerset, but you're actually doing it for a charity, and also a charity close to my heart as well. Tell us more about that then. You are going to do some fundraising with regards to that, and you've set up a page that people can go and help you with.
Yeah, we do lots of fundraising around the county, and I have set up a Just Giving page. It's www.justgiving.com/Sarah Miss Somerset, and you can send any donations, even if it's just like one pence or anything. Everything adds up, and it is an amazing charity, like you said. I think everyone knows like someone who suffered or is suffering Yeah, so any donations will be welcome.
And you're telling me you're going to try and do some events. Hopefully you're going to get to the cancer ward in the hospital, and so you're going to sort of put yourself about a bit, as Miss Somerset, as yeah. they say.
Yeah, I'd love to. Hopefully, one plan is I hope to go to the cancer ward in Taunton, visit some of the patients and the nurses there, and yeah, maybe give them a little Christmas gift as
brilliant,
well. So like you said, it isn't just about being Miss England though. I am overwhelmed to represent the county, and I will be on hand. And if anyone, obviously there's Christmas events coming up and like fundraisings and stuff that people are taking part in, I'd be happy to support your charity along with the Christie charity as well. So if you've got an event and would like me to attend, then get in touch with one of the team at Tone FM.
That will be brilliant.
Yeah.
Sarah, absolutely brilliant. Just to let everybody know, the Christie Charity provides services over and above NHS funds. It's the largest hospital charity in the UK. Raised a staggering £14.8 million last year. So that's our very own Sarah Kinnear, who is Miss Somerset, going forward to become Miss England in February. Now, all the details will be on our website. If you would like Miss Somerset to come along to any of your particular events, then do let us know. Come through to the website, which of course is tonefm.co.uk. And if you want to listen to this interview again, or indeed any of our interviews, again, onto the website to our listen again, click on listen again, and you can hear it and play it to anybody else that you want. Website again, tonefm.co.uk.